This is Reuven Levy. We're learning together the book Yana Shalom, the Garden of Peace, or Shalom Arashita. We're learning together in the Hebrew version of the book on page 222. Come a long way. So, we read as follows. In this chapter, we're going to describe a test in Emunah. That a large proportion of the readership, of the readers of this book, will not have to face, Baruch Hashem. Afal pichen, nonetheless, ein ledaleg al perek zeh, do not skip over this chapter. Even though most of us are not going to face the test that he's now about to describe, you shouldn't skip over this chapter. Me'achash yabor ne'umad kama mi'en yisodot ha'chashuvim biyoteh l'chaim b'klav. Because we're going to learn, in any event, a number of important foundations, the most important foundations for life generally, for the Shalom Bayit, and for Shalom Bayit in particular, through learning this area. Yesodot Eilu Kol Zug Nasri Tzarech L'Dartam. And these foundations are something that every couple needs to know about. Begam Eile She'inam Nesu'in, and even those who are not married, Adan Shichin L'modotam, still need to learn them. Bishvil La'achin Et Atzman L'chayei Nesu'in, in order to prepare themselves for married life. Ka'amor, Rov HaMivchanim Shel Adam Emuna Hem V'Beitor. Like we said, most of the tests of a person in Emuna arrives in the home. Which we chim l'adat, we need to know, She'kasher Ein Adam Ovei Al Atzmo, when a person doesn't work on himself, to stand strong in these tests with emunah, he's likely to come to extreme circumstances, like we're going to learn now. There is, in our generation, an appearance of something new. Shaisha Msaleket et Baala Minabayat. That the wife throws the husband out of the house. It's a new thing. Never happened before. Wife would not have the power before to throw the husband out. To kick the husband out. Right? It was the other way around, if anything. The wife wouldn't be throwing the husband out. It's my house. You throw me out. But no. Now I have a situation where women are in a position of strength. So they can throw the husband out of the house. Ulitim af mishtameshet bizruot hachok b'shem kach, and even sometimes they will use the arm of the law to do this. But savchar hakav b'kodome. Talk with what they call it in English, exclusion notice, but a restraining order. Etc. Barul shetofa hazot eino mafim bin laila. It's clear that this type of situation didn't arrive overnight. Ela b'vaday kadmu lazeh harbe chikuchim merivot bein bnei zog. But rather, it's clear that it arose only after numerous arguments and fights. Umuvan. And it's understood she'im hayta lebnei zog avodah shel emunah. If the couple had worked on emunah, they would never have come to this situation. But rather, they would have awoken up long before this to see what Hashem was telling them and what they needed to fix. Right? If they approached it with emunah. But they didn't. And this is the situation that it came to. Baal sheish tos to kaal tov min abayit, so if like that. A husband whose wife has thrown him out of the house needs to know. Shegam im nirelo shehachakato mi beito he shelobet zedek. Even if this husband thinks that, seems to him that the fact that he's been thrown out of the house is not just, it's not fair, it's not right. Mitzad hakadosh baruch hu hakol bet zedek. From the point of view of Hashem, everything is correct. That's what's happened. That's what Hashem wanted. Even though it doesn't look to you, to the person, this is right, this is fair. If it happened, then from the perspective of Hashem, it's correct. Because in reality, who threw him out of the house? Hashem Yibarach. It's Hashem who threw him out of the house. Hashem is in control of everything. He didn't get thrown out of the house by his wife. He got thrown out of the house by Hashem, using his wife as a proxy. Im eino minahei kashura, if he does not act properly, in a kosher way, will go em nezek livnei beito lo'otzmo, and causes damage to himself and members of his own household. But for sure it's good that he is ejected from the house. But lo yazek yoteh, and he doesn't cause any more damage. But even if he believes that he was acting appropriately, in any event, Hashem does not do anything for free, right? For no reason. And there's for sure a reason why he was thrown out of the house. Therefore, it is upon the husband to make use of the three levels of emuna. What are they? So, he brings them now. Madriga Rishona, the first level. Kacha Hashem Rotze. This is what Hashem wants. Now, Minba Muna Shleima Hashem Yibarach Hu Amotzi Oto Mi Beito. Person needs to believe in this situation with complete faith that it is Hashem that threw him out of the house. More than this, he doesn't need to think anything further than that. All types of small-mindedness, ha'ashamot, hatzmiot, or chadadiot, blaming himself or other people, machshavot shelzam, thoughts of anger, nakama, revenge, atzfut, sadness, rachamim, atzmiim, etc. Novim achbarat mochos emuna. They only come from a lack of emuna. Mikach she'adam kofer b'ashkacha pratit. From that which a person is a kofer, he's a heretic, so to speak. Not really a good word in English. He's a heretic on hashkacha pratit. He doesn't believe that Hashem is running the world. Achen or shehu ma'ashim et atzmo. Therefore, either he's going to blame himself, but not fell, that's what Reyushu, Reyosh. And then he'll fall into sadness and despair. Or he's going to blame his wife, and anyone else who got involved in the matter. For example, his parents-in-law. That encouraged her. Or her friends. Hagushot. Divorced friends that also encouraged her, to end her marriage, or the policeman who accepted her lies, in his opinion, the judge or the judge that was biased in her favor, etc., etc. But if he had emuna, he would only think one thought. This is what Hashem wants. That's the only way of approaching, talking here about a situation that most people, Bezat Hashem, won't face. But like Rav Arush said at the beginning of this section, we should learn it because it contains within it fundamental principles that are very useful for us. Whenever we are in a very difficult situation, there's only one thought. That is Kach Hashem Rotze. Can't go behind that. Either I blame myself or I blame other people. It's not the root. One thought, and that's Hashem wanted this.
But if you don't know that, then it just makes matters worse.
So now, that's what. But we do know that, and it's our job to work on that. Right? Our emunah is not complete. We can never say we have complete emunah because we're still down here. So long as we're down here, it means that we have to work on emunah. We're going to get tested and tested at each level and each level. Right? Avraham Avinu, the greatest Jews ever lived, had 10 tests, at least 10. About 10 tests. Well, 3 weren't enough, 5 weren't enough. You could walk into a fiery furnace, it wasn't enough for you, Hashem. What's more to test? No, there's more. There's always more to test. So there's always situations that are going to arise in life, so long as we're still living and breathing, where we don't understand what's going on, they don't seem fair, and if we're growing, we're going to have to meet new and new situations which are increasingly difficult, because otherwise there's no growth. So when we hit a new situation which is increasingly difficult and not something I've faced before, and my options are to blame myself or someone else, or to say, no, it's all from Hashem. And that's going to be a test, and whatever level we're, wherever we're holding, we're going to get those tests.
And in this situation, you cannot be arrogant.
Meaning?
I don't want to go there.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. I've been married twice.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, so each person should take their own understanding from that.
I've been married twice too. Uh-huh. My current wife, I've been married to for 37 years. She said to me at one point, she said, I want you to know that if things get tough, she's oftentimes things get very tough in marriage. So be able to communicate, talk about it. And I just want you to know that no matter how tough it gets, for us to talk about it, to live through it, whatever, she said, divorce is never an option. And so just take that out of the equation. Right. It's just not an option.
Right.
So we have to, whatever it is, we have to talk about it, work it through, because we're good people and we have a lot of good points, and let's focus on the good points.
Right. Right. And
my wife says the exact same thing. Especially when she really didn't want to make Aliyah, but we made Aliyah anyway.
Right. You're right. But, people go into the marriage. That used to be the way it is. Used to be the way. But people went in. The divorce was never, especially from the jury. Right? The idea of divorce was almost unheard of. Like, for very reserved cases of violence, etc., etc. Otherwise, but now, fortunately, it's so widespread that it's people go in with the option. Oh, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And
somebody tells me they signed a prenuptial agreement regarding financial settlement, I tell them, do not get married.
Right.
I just don't get married. That's right.
If you're going in already with a,
it's one thing to
with an
like
escape
have
route.
A prenuptial agreement for a get or something.
Right.
But as soon as you talk about finances, the prenuptial, it's just, I think there's certain things that you, I understand people do it. One person can go to a marriage with lots of money, and one person can go to a marriage with not lots of money, and the person who's got a lot of money doesn't want to end up sharing it. It's not good as it happens, but I just think that is not a good way to go into a relationship.
I agree with you.
Has there really been any case law on that?
Why?
On prenuptials?
Depends where you live. In the UK, they're not enforceable. In America, they are.
What?
Financially.
Any case law during dealing with prenuptial agreements?
There's a lot of case law. Huge amounts of in America. It's a big, big business. So it's not really our subject, but whether or not it's enforceable is also.
There is case law.
There's lots of different case law. UK, it doesn't. It's not allowed by what's it called? I've forgotten all my legal terms, but by decree of the government, whatever that is. I've forgotten all these legal terms. That they disallowed it. You're not allowed to make a prenup. There was a big question about whether or not you were allowed to make a prenup on a get, right? Because they managed to find a way of getting around the law to allow it to be valid in kind of a roundabout way. It wasn't actually valid, but it meant that they wouldn't give you, the court wouldn't grant a divorce paper until you finished going through the process that your religion required you to go through. It made it that way, that you, that tied it to the process of getting a divorce. That we were not going to give you your final divorce until you finished your own divorce process. Mm-hmm. Something like that. So they managed to get it in, even though it's a prenup and prenups aren't allowed.
That's something they did in England too.
That's the UK. That's what I'm saying they did in the UK in order to try and get around the law which says you're not allowed a prenup. If you sign something that says I'm going to give you a get. Otherwise it wouldn't hold, but because of this method they managed to skirt around the outside. Tov. So that's the first story. If something like this, Chas v'Shalom, ever happens to someone, rule number one, it's only from Hashem. Whatever's happening to me now is only from Hashem, whether I was right or not right. You know, in this sort of situation, there's everyone to blame, from myself to the wife to all the people involved. Lots of potential, right? Because for sure people were mixing in, for sure people did things wrong, for sure, because this came after a long process, it didn't come out of the blue.
So
there's lots of people potentially to blame, and lots going on. So it's very easy to go down that road, right? The Yetzer Hara for sure is going to be jumping up and down saying, it's her fault, it's your fault. Why? Because I feel bad. Usually a good indication is, when I feel bad, that's the worst thing in the world, right? The worst thing in the world is that I feel like I messed up, I feel I'm wrong, I feel I've done wrong. And I will try and avoid that feeling like the plague, usually by putting the blame onto someone else. And if I can't, then I fall into a depression, sadness, whatever. Because I can't handle that. So, I don't need to blame myself. I don't need, and the other option is not to blame someone else. It's to put it all back to Hashem. Give it all back to Hashem. This is all you, Hashem. It's nothing to do with me. So this is your world. You're running it. I'm not. You created it. You're doing everything. I don't have to blame myself. And I don't have to blame anyone else. It's the only sensible way out. Hamedrigashnia, the second level after a person goes through the first level, which is to see that this is what Hashem wants. Hakol l'tova, everything is for the good. So first of all, I'm identifying just the fact that it came from Hashem. This is from Hashem. Don't know what's going on, but it came from Hashem. Level number two is a new level. Everything is good. It's all good. Yamin be'emunah shleima, to believe with complete faith. Hashem yibarach hotziotom mibeito l'tovato, that to believe with complete faith that Hashem threw him out of the house for his good. U'latovat ishto v'yiladav, and for the good of his wife and his kids. No matter what I think. Would have been much better if I would have stayed and would have worked out. No, I don't know what I'm talking about. He knows. Doesn't look good to me. Looks like a complete mess. Looks like the worst thing in the world. Because I don't know. I'm not God. Hashem knows what he's doing. Hashem did it. It's good. It's the best for me, and it's the best for my wife, and it's best for my kids, even if I think otherwise.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is.
It always is. Always, every single time is. If that's what happened, that's what Hashem wanted.
Right.
Even though I disagree, and I've got 20,000 proofs why it's not correct and why something else would have been better, because I don't know. I've got a very clever Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is going to give me 250 reasons why this is not good. Oh, for sure. Well, that's the job of the Yetzer Hara. But the truth is, the real truth is that it's exactly what's best for me. I can't see it. Of course I can't see it. It's not whether I can see it or not. Truth is,
in America, there were times when my wife had to take the man out of the house in the full world. She had to do that because there was a certain dysfunction and danger going on. And that couldn't be resolved while the man was in the house, because it was the cause of it. She was in a position that once somebody said something to her, she told them that I have to call the police and report this situation. And she said, this is what is going to happen. She also worked with the rabbis in the community to help them understand that sometimes, as much as they would want to do it, it has to be done. was hey, it would be this room, you have to change your ways to realize that you're like you. You know, and be correct and stuff. So that guy, that rabbi was right for her work. But the other rabbis, even though no one liked it, no one got any, just no one got, liked it. It was distasteful. You have to protect your wife and the children.
Nothing. And if it happens, when it happens, it's.
See it.
Right, it's tough. It's for the best, right? And constant, and even the other way too. If it didn't happen, and it just, you know, that's also what the tikkun needed. There's a tikkun to be done here. It wasn't the right thing. It should have gone out. You should have done this earlier. Should have, whatever. There's no questioning. You don't look back and question. Whatever happened is what needed to be. Needed to be to rectify whatever needed to be rectified, needed to be fixed. We don't know what the previous Gilgulim were. We don't know that in a previous life you were the man and she was the wife and you beat her up and whatever. We don't know what happened before. What's fixed? What's being fixed here? We have no clue. But what we do know is that everything is happening is correct. Hashem is complete justice, right? Hashem will show us things that we don't like, that we think are wrong, to test us, right? Mamash, how can that be? How can that happen? Profi. It's part of our test. When I see something that I don't understand, doesn't look right to me, looks terrible, looks disgusting, looks whatever, that's my test. My Hashem is able to achieve many aims with one action. And everyone gets what they need from that situation. Bavadaizu tova gadola. And for sure, it's the best thing to take a man out of the whirlpool that he has found, that he finds himself in. Latelo sex man, give him a break in time, litbonen, to consider him his actions, litaken mashatarif, and to fix what he needs. Right? Just from that aspect, for example. Why it's good. Take a person out of the storm in order to have a quiet head to reconsider and to think what's really going on. If you're in the middle of it, how can you fix something when you're in the middle of the battle? Because reality proves the point. That him and his wife didn't succeed to fix themselves. The whole time they were together in the house. Right? You've been together for however many years. It's just getting worse and worse. So the reality proves the fact that that's not the way forward. Didn't work for the last 5 years. Why is it going to work after this? And it's clear. And it's clear also that he's not listening to the hints that Hashem is sending him. In the through the complaints of his wife. Right? He's not listening to those messages. And he doesn't wake up from the fights and the pressure that fill his life. He doesn't act in the house with emunah. And therefore his house is full of arguments. We've got the sa'ar, fights and sorrow. The sum of the matter. Him and his wife are stuck in a whirlpool, so to speak, that they're not able to get out of. And since it's impossible to fix the situation without separating them, therefore Hashem made a separation between them for the time being, in order to give them an opportunity to work on themselves and hopefully not to arrive at a divorce. Right? Much better to separate the husband out of the house, give them an opportunity to reconsider. love musawilati haisha min abayat. And since it's not appropriate to throw the woman out of the house, and of course, in situations where there are small children, etc., it's not practical to do so. Therefore, Hashem, for his own good, and for their good, the good of all the people involved in this matter, specifically threw him out, in order to give him and his wife the peace and quiet, and free time to reconsider, to do self-accounting, to take advice, to understand, to learn, to fix their lives. And this for sure is a very good thing. Right, so a person has to look for the good. Rav Arash shows over here, just in this section, why it's good that he got thrown out. Right? They need to have free time to reconsider and look at other options while they're stuck together in the same house. Then they're stuck in the same situation, they're going round and round in circles, and it's not helping anyone. Hamedrigah Hashlishit, the third level, right? We have three levels of Muna. The first is it's from Hashem. The second is it's for the good. Third level, Ma Hashem wants sending many. What does Hashem want from me? Is, first of all, I say this is from Hashem. And I don't blame anyone else. I say it's all Hashem. Second is, I say this is all for the good. Doesn't look good to me. I'm unhappy. I'm upset. I'm angry. Etc. etc. Not the approach. It's all good. That's number two. It's all good. This is good. The fact that this is happening to me right now is good. It's for my good. Number three, what does Hashem want from me? Ah, level number, higher level, highest level in this state. What does Hashem want from me? Atak shu'eino nimsa balachatz, anafshi shaya lo v'ayit. Now that he's not in the pressure of being in the house. Ve'eino nimsa b'chichkoch hatmidi in b'nei beito. And he's not in constant fighting with the members of his household. U'b'nasiyonot Hakshim, and in the difficult tests, that him and his wife were facing all the time. That generally speaking also bring along with them additional problems, for example, debts, etc. Now he's out of all of that, he's now able to start working on himself. To learn what his mistakes were. To look, to search for the root of the problem. And how it's possible for him to help all the members of his house. He can now pray on the matter. And to fix in practice. Et hadawush tikun, whatever needs fixing. And so to his wife can do the same cheshbon nefesh. She can also look and examine her own ways. And for sure, if he makes complete teshuvah in truth, then the one who threw him out of the house, which is Hashem, he can also bring him back into the house. Right? Whether or not he comes back home is dependent on his teshuva. Depends on fixing it with Hashem. Because Hashem's the one that threw him out. So Hashem's the one that needs to put him back in. So instead of putting his effort into trying to appease his wife and give her more flowers and give her more promises and give her whatever, whatever, it's the wrong address. He's the address. He's the one that threw me out, not her. She's the one that would talk. She sent the message. She was the messenger. But if I appease Hashem, I make teshuvah, I do cheshbon nefesh, I realize I messed up and I apologize, and he's the one that's going to bring me back in. Mikan yomad kol adam kama chashuv latapel b'bayot shelo. Therefore, from here, a man can see how important it is for him to deal with his problems, kasher hem adayin katanot, while they're still small problems. And any lacking he has in Shalom Bayit, miyad yaseh lo tipul shoresh. He should immediately do root surgery on it. Al pi shloshet dargot ha'emunah, according to these three levels of emunah that we just said. V'lo yichakel en nisayon ha'gadol v'kasheh, and he shouldn't wait till he gets to a very difficult test. Ki bevadai im haya ha'baal mitoreh mikodem yoteh. Because for sure, if the husband had woken up earlier, hayachol la'asot teshuvah bli latzeh mi'habayit, he would have been able to make teshuvah without having to come out of the house in order to do it. And he would have saved himself, and his wife and his children, a lot of sorrow, and hurt and damage. Tov. That's Kan Hayom. That's all there today.